It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You think the date is absolutely wonderful.
Or at least on par to be good.
And they don't call you back.
Yeah, what the
hell?
Yeah.
But that's why we do Blown Off.
Exactly.
And if you're in one of those situations, we want to help you out. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Jack, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Okay. So tell us about how you met Hannah.
We met on Tinder. Just, I guess, kind of a weird place to meet a girl, but...
Not at all.
No, I mean, that's what it's for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. So we met on Tinder, and, you know, we just decided to keep it really casual, so we just went to get coffee at Starbucks. And I really liked her, you know? We had a really good conversation, you know, a lot better than most dates go. I really felt myself opening up,
and
I felt really comfortable with her. You know, all signs pointed to a really good date and, you know, something that could go somewhere. And, you know, she hugged me at the end of the date. She's a great hugger.
Oh, that's good. I love that. I mean, she's a good cuddler.
But now it's been 2 weeks and I haven't heard anything from her again. It's just like she's vanished.
Oof. Wow. That really sucks, too. You know, it seems like you've done all the right things. A nice little coffee date.
Yeah, and to you, Jack, I mean, one time a therapist once told me that guys need to connect to communicate. And it sounds like you connected.
Oh, wow. Fancy,
you know,
Holly.
I know, because women need to communicate to connect.
Yeah.
But men need to connect to communicate. So it sounds like Jack's there, but I don't know. Maybe Hannah wasn't.
Well, Jack, we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to try to get Hannah on the phone so we can find out what happened, okay?
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OD like DOZ, remember that. My TOC was quite OD, my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love y'all here no more, no, I don't fear no more. Better yet, respect and grace is here no more. You tried to write me off. Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Follow procedure. Remember, oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still love my life. I got money and power, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Just for show, if you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that.
The new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Jack met Hannah on Tinder, and about a couple of weeks ago, they went on a Starbucks date.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seemed to be great. She was a great hugger.
He felt like they connected.
Yeah. Jack, you felt like you were into it, but you hadn't heard back. So are you ready to find out why you were blown off?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
Now, Jack, when we get Hannah on the phone and she picks up, we will kind of do the introductory stuff first. That way you can just kind of sit back and we don't completely ambush her. So, okay. Shh, shh,
shh. Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes.
Hey, Hannah, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. And I know this is really odd. It's for people from the radio to be calling you. But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions because we have a friend named Jack who went on a date with you. And he said that he had the best time connecting with you at Starbucks. And he was just a little curious on why he hadn't heard back from you.
He said that we connected well.
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's what stood out to me, Hannah, is that Jack was like, we had such a great connection, and so I was wondering what made it seem like, you know, you didn't get that way.
Okay, no, there was no connection because I literally, the guy's a soft talker. I couldn't hear anything that he said the entire time.
Speak at a normal volume.
I'm sorry, Jack, I couldn't hear you.
Hello?
Jack said,
I speak at a normal volume.
Oh, wow.
No, listen,
why can't I can hear that.
Everyone needs to stop laughing right now. Jack, it seems like you may not be as communicative as you originally thought you might be because Hannah's saying you weren't really that open with her.
How could she not hear me?
Well,
I kept saying, huh? What? Like, I kept leaning in closer. I mean, I tried everything with you, and you just kept going.
Leaning in closer, how does that mean you can't hear me? That just, I thought that was a sign that you liked me, like you were coming in closer.
When I say, huh? What? Everything you say?
There's only so many times that you can say what before you just have to give up and pretend they said something and you heard it. Jack, I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you because I know guys in life that really like a girl and then she has no idea because they can't speak up loud enough or let them know. Miguel, stop laughing. Jack, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
This is such a real problem.
I mean, how did you not know when she kept saying, huh?
Jack, huh? He thought she was interested. I'll be honest with you. When we talked to you earlier, I was about to be like, well, Jack sounds about as fascinating as watching paint dry.
What?
No, but Jack,
huh?
You need to show a little enthusiasm, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. I can't hear you, Jack.
I think we've lost Jack, or maybe he said something. I don't know.
That's what I had. That's what I'm saying.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.